And welcome back to Sharing My Truth Pod. You're here with Mel and Susie, and we're so happy to be here with you. And thanks for joining us. And if you love us like we love you, please rate and review. I'm writing a poem now.
Yes.
And subscribe if you feel like it. We come up with episodes every week on Wednesdays, so make sure that you tune in because they're very juicy, and we have a very juicy one today, babes. How are you?
I'm fabulously fabulous.
Oh, good. You look fabulous. You just got your hair done, didn't you?
I did.
Ooh, it's extra blonde.
Got my hair done yesterday. Yeah.
It's gorge.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Instagram is a source of serious fuckery. Mm-hmm. Instagram and TikTok. I don't know. What do we do before Instagram? What do you even remember life before Instagram?
I do, because I didn't have Instagram at the beginning of high school. We did have Facebook, though.
Yeah, that seems so odd, somebody of your generation to have been on Facebook, because none of you have deserted it.
I started on Facebook in like 2008 when it was kind of first becoming popular.
Yeah.
And then obviously Instagram became a thing. But Instagram wasn't like selfies. Instagram was more like actually taking artistic photos. Like that's what it was about.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
And now it's not like that, obviously, at all. It's mostly about selfies and promoting a product. But I remember Facebook as like, you know, doing these stupid fucking albums and and like if you had some kind of a house party, we would put an an event on Facebook, which is probably not as smart. But
or like a live.
No, we didn't have lives back then.
Oh, did you not? Is that a new thing?
That's definitely new. It was, yeah. I mean, I love Facebook when it was good. Now it's just horrible with all these Gen Xers on there and baby boomers.
I don't actually look at Facebook. The thing about Facebook, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's just full of crap.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, know God, Instagram and TikTok are crap, but it's like all these things that are suggested for you. And like, I don't want that. I know.
It's so bad. And it's these long videos.
Oh, yeah. It's very odd.
And I'm like, why am I watching this? And then they have ads and like within the videos. Yeah. And I'm like, who is sitting here watching this right now? It's it's ridiculous. Anyway. Yeah, but Instagram.
But Instagram is an odd thing too. Yeah. There are quite a lot of these accounts where they're sort of sharing stories or people write in or I don't know, they find them somewhere or whatever they do. And this is an account called The Doe.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced The Doe.
I think you did great.
Do you think I did great?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this one caught my attention.
Oh, good. It's a little insane.
Well, yeah. So it's a woman who had an affair while pregnant. Now, of course, I think of myself when I was pregnant and I looked like a small country. I was like, and I'm very short.
Yeah.
And I have very big bosoms. So I just looked like a big boob and a big stomach. And I just looked and I had two girls. So I was like a barrel. So I don't really know how I would have had an affair. And I got very big with both of them. My kids were big.
Some men like it. Pregnant women.
But that's the funny thing, actually, which has nothing to do with this. But some men like pregnant women. Mm-hmm. Not really sure what that means.
Yeah, it's a whole weird fucking fetish thing. I don't know.
It is a thing. But some men, when their wives are pregnant, and I know like friends of my, their husbands, they, when they get like visibly pregnant, they're like afraid to have sex with their wives. I think they on a like a psychological level, and also like, oh my God, am I going to sort of break you or something? And I think that's quite common. And the thing that's terrible is women, obviously, when you're pregnant, you've got all these hormones. It's like
you're horny as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you can be and you can't. It sort of depends on the woman, depends on the state. But you can be very, And so it's like, that's weird. Yeah. Anyway, so this woman had an affair while she was pregnant. Now, she does say here that she was married and wasn't like sexually satisfied in her marriage, and she had an affair before she got pregnant, I believe, and she was open about being polyamorous, and during her pregnancy with her first child, she stepped out and had a thrilling sexual and emotional affair with another man.
Okay.
They fell in love, but after 2 years, she decided to cut it off and recommit to a marriage. So, of course, because this is an Instagram account, we don't know what happened to the marriage. She came clean to husband, and after lots of therapy, they're having the best sex of their life. Well, all I can say is this man is very understanding.
Okay, so everything is fine. Mm. This woman had an affair, did you say, before the pregnancy too? But then what I don't get is that they're polyamorous. So no, is it an affair?
That's the thing. This polyamorous woman, can you be polyamorous, but your partner isn't? I suppose you can be. He's just not into it.
Well, yeah, but if he doesn't know you're having sex with other people, then that's not a very ethical, non-monogamous relationship, which is all what polyamory is, isn't it?
So what drew me to this post is it's like, so the first sort of picture is I had an affair while pregnant. I'm so grateful. I was like, what?
Yikes.
And then I guess I understand this element. I believed all the myths that you have to change yourself when you have kids, but not only was I still the same person, I felt super powerful in my sexuality and strong in my body. Sorry, I felt that had deserved an American accent. And I felt like the affair drilled a hole in the roof of my marriage and let out all the pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there was shit going on, basically. I mean, this has nothing to do with being pregnant or not. You just happen to be pregnant, I think, is really what we're saying. And I think, so there's sort of different things going on here, is that, of course, I guess you could have an affair while you're pregnant. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but if there's problems in the marriage and you weren't having sex, then yes, you could have an affair while you were pregnant.
Yeah.
But then what happens? Do you go back and you like...
Well, she came clean to her husband.
Yes.
And now they're having the best sex of their life. So maybe it did turn him on a little bit, the fact that she went off.
I mean...
Or maybe just the honesty was like, great to get it off your chest. Now we can actually have a really great sexual relationship.
Well, maybe she was... It seems like she said she was feeling sexually unsatisfied in her marriage.
Right.
Which could be a lot of things. So she went off and satisfied that, came back, felt kind of better. I mean, all I can say is you have a very understanding husband, that he was okay and that you still are married and it's actually done positive things, because I think 9 out of 10 people would not be this cool about that.
Well, especially if you're carrying their child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a whole other level of like kind of breaking that trust if they weren't open about being non-monogamous.
Well, no, she says that they had, and you'll know more about this than I do, maybe. Susie. That she was open about being polyamorous with her husband.
Yes.
The beginning of their relationship, and they sort of had... And that enacted a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Oh, okay. I see.
Right. So what is that? That's not open. What is that?
It's not open. I think it's just like I know of some couples who actually do this where they, some of them travel a lot.
Okay.
And so when they're not in this, like when they're out traveling either for work or whatever.
They can do what they want.
They can do what the fuck they want.
Okay.
But they can't do that when they're home with their
And they
partner.
Never talk about it.
And they don't talk about it. It's something that like they both know that they do, but they don't actually like get into it when they get home.
Okay. I mean, you know, whatever it works for you.
Yeah.
But then I think she, during her pregnancy, she said with her first child, which I said already, she stepped out and had this sort of love affair, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cut it off and she came clean to husband. So that sounds like they maybe were going off and she wasn't telling him, and she didn't tell him while she was having this affair.
Mm-hmm.
So she came clean to her husband, and after lots of therapy, they're in a good place and having good sex or whatever.
After lots of therapy. Okay, yeah. So,
but I mean,
good
they so they had this relationship where they had the don't ask, don't tell thing.
Mm-hmm.
But often I think happens in those situations is it's one thing, like you're talking about friends who are going off and having basically sexual adventures.
Yeah.
They're not falling in love with people. She
exactly.
went off and full on fell in love with somebody while pregnant with her first child, mind blowing. And then obviously didn't tell her husband while that was happening, broke it off and then told him. So that's a whole level of stuff, isn't it?
It really is.
And having a sort of, that's a thing, right? Having an open relationship where you have an open relationship and then you go away and you talk about is kind of one level.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're swingers, that's another kind of level of you do it together.
Yeah.
Then this sort of don't ask, don't tell, which is probably what you're talking about, friends who, when they travel, where they're in a different place, they can have, well, whatever, sexual adventures, but not relationships. They're not falling in love, right?
Yeah.
They don't talk about it. This is having a full-on relationship,
right,
which is a world away from having sex. I mean, that's not the same thing at all.
It's just so funny because there's like three parts to this, right? It's like they are in this like don't ask, don't tell relationship.
Yeah.
So he's kind of assuming that she's sleeping with other people and she's kind of assuming that he's also sleeping with other people, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Just like secret, just like not, and then not talking about it, which is like totally fine. But then here she comes. She's fucking pregnant. Hormones are everywhere.
Yeah.
Pregnant, we're assuming, with her husband's child.
We're assuming.
But, you know, we're assuming. But, and then she's, you know, hormones are everywhere. Yeah. You're like, you
seems
really,
it was his husband's child. Yeah.
You really want, if you're not getting that sexual pleasure when you're horny and pregnant from your husband, do you feel like you are like, I don't have it with someone, I'm gonna get it with someone? And then if someone gives that to you, then yeah, it's probably gonna be a little bit easier to fall in love with that person emotionally.
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends if you're like, you're talking about people having one night stands essentially while they're away.
Yeah,
that is very different to I meet somebody, have sex, that's it, don't see you again.
Yeah,
to I'm having a full relationship. I see you twice a week or whatever. And we have conversations and we have interests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have sex and we connect emotionally and physically is a whole different level.
Yeah.
And that is always been my thing about this, is it's the same as like swinging or anything. Mm-hmm. Anything that you're doing is, how do you stop? Like, it's opening the Pandora's box.
Yeah.
How do you stop from something happening that you don't know that's going to happen, is what I mean. So I think a lot of people, yeah, of course, lots of people go through their relationships and they get sexually frustrated, or one person is or another, or whatever's going on, and then they agree. And that does seem to be very modern, Susie. I say that to me.
It's very modern.
Much more modern, that people are either in some kind of open or polyamorous, or it's being more talked about. Whether it's actually happening, I don't know. And the reality of, okay, when it works, it's probably great, mm-hmm. right? What the fuck happens when you meet, like, you still love the person, the original person, but you meet somebody else, but you fall in love? I mean, you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, it's the Pandora's box thing.
It's, yeah.
The things will always happen that you didn't account for. It's always going to happen.
I just think it's so interesting that they were able to figure out their problems with this and be able to still be in a happy relationship.
Well, according to Instagram.
And now, apparently, well, according to Instagram, according to this person, but now it's, you know, she's grateful that she had an affair while pregnant. Right?
That was the title. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I understand that, having had children, that women have this weird thing, and I've talked about this with you before, where we're very bad at compartmentalizing who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, we find it very difficult, and a lot of women get lost in this as they get older, when they have children and so on and get married, and is that you can be a great mom, a great wife, a great career woman, and like super sexy. Mm-hmm. They're not all mutually exclusive. You can, but somehow we sort of tend to focus on the one thing and think, well, I can't do all of these things. And there's an extent of like, yeah, there are only so many hours in the day. And obviously, when you're when you have children and you're married, you're not going to have the same time for sexy time,
yeah,
as you did before. But it doesn't mean you can't be a sexual being. And I think when women are pregnant, people see you in a different light.
Right.
Your husband sees you. The whole world sees you in a different light.
Yeah.
The amount of people that are going to say to you, oh, that's amazing, and congratulations, a new life, and all this kind of thing. Like, no woman has ever been pregnant before in the history of the world, right?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I'm a woman who's pregnant, and that's great, but I'm also all these other things.
Yeah.
You know, and I think
you're still working. You're still, it's possibly still working. There's like so much.
A mother to another child. I mean, you know, like lots of different things. And the sex bit is absolutely your sexuality, your vavavuminess. Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Is the bit that normally gets lost first. Because it takes some effort. When you're pregnant, you don't, I think in your head, well, like I said to you earlier, I certainly did not look sexy in my head.
Are you still getting waxed? Like, what is going on?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes?
Oh my God.
Doesn't it hurt like even more?
No, I tell you the thing that really hurts. I was like, absolutely, I am not going in and delivering a child and having a hairy bush and all those people staring up my hoo.
Like they fucking care. But
I bloody did. I had my nails done, my toes done, my bits done. I was all pristine.
Oh my God. Try to just entice the doctor, are we?
Well, I couldn't. It's like the shame of it. Like, no.
Oh my God.
And I, when I had my first child, I ended up having literally 10 people in there looking up my hoo-hoo. And I was like, you know, no.
Oh my God.
No.
It's traumatic.
It is traumatic.
But yeah. So what hurt the most?
Oh, having your teeth done.
What?
Yeah. So cleaning your teeth, like going to the hygienist when you're pregnant because your hormones are raging. Absolute for me, and it's not uncommon, absolute agony.
That is crazy.
Because your gums are really sensitive, and some women more than others.
Right.
And it was like, oh my God, I actually get up and walk away.
Wow.
I hate the dentist at the best of times.
Yeah.
But it was horrendous.
Wow.
And I go to the, like, you know, lots of people go every 6 months or every 4 months, whatever. Horrendous. Couldn't just, like, I can't do it.
So really,
it was hormonal though, right?
So pregnant women who are having affairs and having a lot of sex while they're pregnant, which, like, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably not doing BDSM.
Well, I mean, they probably do make outfits for pregnant women.
Oh, my
like the
God.
Whole latex. Can you imagine getting into that?
No.
But, well, some women, when you're really pregnant right at the end and you're, you know, the baby's just not coming and you're overdue, that's one of the things they say. Have
so
a
uncomfortable.
Have a bit of a boning. Exactly.
Bit of a bone.
They say, well, in England, they say that. Have a curry.
Spicy curry food
brings it on. I don't know why I'm doing that. None of these things help me, but that's
so
beside
funny.
The point. But yeah, I mean, I think your hormones are raging. You're just raging. You're in this like weird space generically. Yeah. And some women really look amazing when they're pregnant. They really flourish.
They glow. They literally glow.
That was not me. That was not me. I had every possible thing.
Yeah, but Mel, I know you, and I know you're very hard on yourself.
No, I really wasn't glowing. I'll show you. I looked like a house. It was huge. God. And I had like skin issues and like I had everything related to hormones in a bad way. I had them.
Wow.
And I felt sick most of the time. I had morning sickness with each child for about 6 months.
No.
Yeah. So you felt like you're on a ship. It was
just
horrible.
Like rocking back and forth. And just you are like, a boat. So you're just kind of
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. I could have just been on the sea. And,
oh my God.
Like the Titanic.
A little whale.
No. I was definitely a whale.
A baby orca.
A baby. Very cute. Baby orca. Yeah. That sounds better. But no, I wasn't. I wasn't glowing. But I also, Jesus, I must have weighed like 500 pounds.
No, you didn't.
But I do understand this is like feeling sexy. It's important to feel like you're going into another part of your life. And motherhood isn't what you traditionally associate with being sexy, is it?
Definitely not.
Even, you know, what we were talking about last time.
Even though you have to have sex to be
to
a
have
mother.
The baby. Yeah. Like we were talking before in another episode about traditional wives. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, and they're sort of getting dressed up and looking good. But when you're pregnant, you don't really associate that with that. And so it's a bit of you that can be lost. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to talk about it. And some, like I said, some men are weird about sex during women when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
And some women, it's not. So there are some women who feel very hormonal and horny and everything. But there are lots of women like me who actually feel sick for a lot of the time. Like you feel
it's
like vomiting
horrible.
All the time. And then you're really not feeling up for it.
Well, so like if you feel good, you look good when you're pregnant.
Mm.
And then like you have that kind of attention that maybe even you're not used to, because maybe you're looking even better that you're than you're pregnant.
Well, yeah, quite
and
possibly.
And so now you're like, you're getting into, you know, you have guys who are giving you attention and you're like, oh, fuck, is this? And then maybe your guy isn't giving you attention because he's afraid to hurt the baby when you're having sex.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole, like, you know, it's funnel of things that come down to like, then you get an affair. And then you have I want to know how common having an affair is while pregnant. Well, that sounds crazy to me.
It sounds just nuts
like,
to me.
How do you feel like going off and doing that? Do you know what I mean? Just because you feel, in my mind, obviously I've never been pregnant before, but like you feel like shit because you're literally carrying another person around.
And towards the end.
And your tits hurt and your back hurts.
And you
you're
have
like,
to pee all the time.
You have to pee all the time.
And you have to sleep towards the end.
It's not the sexiest thing in
it's
the world.
It's not at all. And towards the end, so I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this. That they're having the affair in the sort of middly bit.
The middly bit.
You've got a bit of a bump, but you can still navigate situations. Because towards like 7-8 months, I mean, I was so big. Even driving was a problem. Oh, I couldn't see my toes. No. That was the one thing I had my baby. Oh, there's my toes.
Oh, there's my toes. There they are.
Hello. But no, you also at the end, like I was sleeping with all these pillows on my side because you're so big and heavy, like the stomach.
Yeah.
That even like you can't sleep in a normal way. You've got to be like supported. And then this mutant pushing on your, like you need to pee. Some people get really bad. I didn't, but really bad gastric reflux. Oh, it's lovely. It's charming.
Beautiful.
It's exactly. And so all those things are not traditionally associated with sexy French lingerie, are they?
Yeah, definitely not.
I just think, you know, it's not a period of your life when you're kind of elsewhere. Or maybe that's the thing. We think it. And that's the other thing about women. And this goes to anything we've ever talked about. You know, whatever you're into sexually, or we talked about trad wives, or all the things we've ever talked about, is everything is different for every person, but every woman. Mm-hmm. Like everything you experience, whether it's your periods, your first boyfriend, your first sexual experience. Your period, doing that very.
No, I do.
Your first pregnancy. Everything, every woman, we assume it's kind of like formulaic and we all go through the same thing and the same. We don't. None of it.
Yeah.
None of it is the same. Like I have friends
who. Everyone's different. Every woman is different.
So different. I have friends who had their babies and literally just plopped out.
Oh.
Plopped out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, they literally, one of my friends was in the car to the hospital and literally almost made it out the lift. The elevator.
Oh.
And the baby just came out.
No.
And there was me fucking struggling away.
Oh my.
Pushing away and eventually had to be sliced open and pulled out.
Perfect.
It's fantastic.
But now you're tight as a little.
Yes.
Gorilla grip coochie.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's very good. I do have that advantage. The one problem I have is the little muffin top never goes away because you have that.
Oh.
You're sort of cut open and it's sort of never quite, you know. Yeah, it's never quite the same.
Fuck,
I should have had
fuck
liposuction
babies
at the same time, which I
did. Oh, yeah, can you do that while you're getting C-sected? Is that what you're saying?
C-sected.
C-sected, I don't know. Is that what it's called?
C-sected. I've no idea. Well, I have heard like rumors of women.
They do not do liposuction. That is traumatic.
Not during it, but like sort of close after. I don't know how they would
crazy
do that. And I would like to say I have no idea and I'm not a doctor, but you do are a bit suspicious when you see someone when they come out and they've just had their baby and you're like, huh. You
so
know?
Interesting.
Because when you have a baby, however much weight you've put on, you think you have the baby and your stomach will go back because the baby's at the big thing's out.
Yeah.
Can it go back? Of course it bloody doesn't,
does it? Of course it goes back.
You still look quite pregnant for quite a while.
Oh my God.
And that is just horrible. Horrible. Ugh. But anyway, so
never
going back
okay,
to,
yeah.
I'm not the right person
affairs
to judge.
Affairs while pregnant.
Yes, because I didn't feel very sexy at all. I felt awful, like I was physically feeling sick. And I just felt actually quite hideous. I looked hideous in my mind. Sorry.
I'm like
knocking the
almost around my period or like even sometimes on it, like I feel like shit. And I look like shit. Like, I don't look like myself and I don't feel like myself. Maybe that's just like also an internal thing where you're like seeing yourself in a kind of a different weird way. And it only lasts like a week or something or like a week and a half. But then like, you know, imagine you're like that for 9 months.
Oh, I don't need to imagine, Susan.
No, but exactly. It's like, it's like
burned into my memory. Like,
you just, you can't live a normal little life.
No, nothing
you feel
is
like shit, and you look like shit.
Yeah,
and that's how I would feel.
Yeah, and I was so uncoordinated, like driving the car. Like once when I was pregnant with my second child, and she was even bigger, and I had a big SUV, driving this big SUV, and I was in this really tight car park, mm-hmm. like in Europe, they're very tight, you know, and I was going down, and I couldn't maneuver because I was so like big, and I went down into this car park, and I couldn't do it properly. I just, my spatial awareness, and I couldn't move, and I just scratched the whole side of the car. And I was so close. I got so like emotional.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to get out of this, you know, very expensive car and just walk home. I didn't know what to do because I couldn't maneuver, and eventually got myself together and got to a bit and sort of turned around. Like, this has actually happened when I was living in Switzerland. The car parks there, if anybody's ever lived in Switzerland, are insane.
Really?
Do not have a big car in Europe. And you can't, it's very hard to maneuver. But I had an additional, I just couldn't get it together.
Wow.
Because I was physically big.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even, move. And then you just get so emotional, just burst into tears. And I was so close to just going, fuck it. I was on a ramp. I actually wanted to just get out, and I almost did, and just leave it there. And I didn't, because I got my shit together. But I'm just saying, you are in such a sort of volatile, vulnerable
state. Yeah.
Yeah. In many levels, even if you're glowing, you know, even if you're glowing, I remember actually during the famous Meghan Markle, who was, when she was pregnant, I don't remember which child, and you know, she was interviewed about something, and obviously it was during that horrible period before they left the royal family. And an interviewer asked her, you know, how are you feeling? And you're pregnant. And she said, well, you know, thank you for asking, but I'm like any woman, I'm vulnerable. And she looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, like, she looked great and she had all great clothes and lots of people around her and whatever. But she obviously, you feel vulnerable because you're in your normal kind of state, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that you could physically and mentally, you're just going through so many things. So if there is a problem with your relationship, I can understand how that could happen. Like any time in your life, you can meet somebody. I mean, people always think it's weird, like, this is going to sound strange, but in funerals, people get together a lot, right? But like, people have affairs and have one night stands because your emotions, something huge has happened in your life, and your emotions are all over the place. So the weirdest thing is actually the first thing people go to is to have sex because it's a release kind of thing.
100%.
And a lot of people are confused by that. It doesn't confuse me at all because you're so heightened, like all this shit's going on, that's going to happen.
We also need some kind of like hit of like endorphin.
Something happened. Yeah, something. Yeah, for sure.
You're just like, your body's so confused.
But, you know, I think it's like any sort of major thing in your life.
Yeah.
I think if you're not happy in your kind of where you're starting from, yeah, very easy to have an affair. Whether you're pregnant, whether, like I said, somebody's, you know, something awful's happened or in your life, a tragedy or whatever. I think often as humans, that's the thing we go to,
mm-hmm.
is sex because it makes you feel good. Well, at least for a period of time.
Well, it's, you know, it's funny. It's like, this is a little off topic, but it's like the same thing. When you're watching a scary movie, people get horny because their body doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Interesting. And I hate scary movies.
Yeah. I used to really like scary movies.
I always hated them.
I don't really watch them now because I just find them really stupid. But when you're watching a scary movie, you can actually get horny, and it's not weird at all. It's literally just because like your body doesn't know what to do, and it kind of needs a distraction, and it's just like
it's like a fight or flight reaction.
Exactly. It's like really weird. Yeah. So if you get horny during scary movies, you're not a freak.
Wow. You're not a lunatic.
You're not a freak.
It's quite normal,
unless you are a freak and you're doing that stuff. But
yeah, there's always that possibility. So I mean, I saw this because you sent me, because we were always sending stuff backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
We're always sending like articles and things we find interesting. And I was looking at this Instagram page and I was like, getting pregnant having an affair while pregnant with another man's child.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It really is. Like having, And just, I don't know what it is, but like to think of like another man's penis where your baby is, that's right. What kind of fucks me up a little bit about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Unless like it's a very...
Like, wow, that's very traditional of you. Think
I
of
know,
that.
And but it, there's something in my brain that just like doesn't want to connect yeah. that.
Well, it's a bit like I think in another episode I told you about this girl I used to know at university who was with this guy, had an affair with a married man.
Yeah.
And we're not in touch anymore, so it's okay.
So it's fine.
But his wife had children, and he got his wife pregnant and this woman pregnant that I knew at the same time.
Oh my God.
Like, what is wrong with you?
So much. So many things.
And then there's got to be some kind of weird fucking power thing with his seed going on there, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's not tricky, mate. Here's a condom.
Well, so here's also maybe the weird thing about this, right? Like, so she had the affair while she was pregnant. But I have heard of lots of guys having affairs while their wives are pregnant.
No, just like, well, this is my friend's, like, yeah, exactly. Very common.
And
very
like,
common.
Obviously, it's like,
it's because they're not getting enough sex.
He's not fucking pregnant and he's not getting enough sex, so he's going to have the affair. But it's like, we're obviously so interested by this woman who's having this fucking affair while pregnant, even though guys do that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think in the why men go off and have affairs is, well, A, probably there is something wrong to start with. But B, men don't want to admit that they don't find their wives attractive while they're pregnant, which is a kind of very misogynistic thing. I mean, I think that's actually very common and very worrying, really.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you married the person, you know, it's
you're the one
thin.
Who wanted the baby,
I mean,
hopefully.
Like, really? But it's very, very common.
Yeah.
Yeah, very common. But yeah, well, I mean, all power to her. If it's all worked out, then
it's apparently all worked out. She's
fine.
Grateful she had the affair. She had the affair. They went to therapy and they're all happy ever after.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah,
so that we need a follow up. I think.
That is so funny, though.
I think also if you resort to having affairs, which is very common.
Yeah.
When you're very vulnerable. What's going to happen? I mean, you got children now. You're going to be vulnerable.
You got children
Something's going to happen. You know, it's not like easy. And you're like, oh, God, is that going to happen again? I don't know. Probably.
Well, we wish them all the best.
We do. And we know nothing other than go and follow this account, which, again, we have nothing to do with. But it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The Doe.
The Doe.
If that's how you pronounce it. Personal and anonymous stories shared here. To build empathy.
That's so fucking great. I would love these fucking kind of things. But if you guys have a certain story that you guys want to tell, maybe this is your friend or this has happened to you. Maybe your guys cheated on you while you're pregnant.
Yeah,
I
oh
fucking
my God.
Hope not. But let us know at sharingmytruth.com or you can DM us
please
at sharingmytruthpod Instagram.
Yeah. And even if you want to vent.
Please.
You know.
Or you want to ask us questions more about Mel's pregnancy.
Everyone's lucky they didn't see me when
oh
I was pregnant.
Oh my God. I'm going to find these photos. I'm going to post them.
Yeah. And I've hidden them. I've burnt them all.
Oh, no.
Didn't have iPhones then, so.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Hey.
Thank God. The storage I would have taken up with the size of me.
Oh, my God, Mel. I'm sure you were beautiful and glowing.
No, I wasn't.
No. All right, guys. Well, we love you so much.
Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Please rate and review this podcast and follow us on social at Sharing My Truth Pod and leave us a voicemail on our website at sharingmytruth.com to share your stories and experiences with us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.